Accommodation remains a critical challenge for the personnel of the armed forces. It is my government's plan to roll out a comprehensive housing program dubbed the Barracks Regeneration Project to address the accommodation needs of our dependable soldiers. Under this project, old accommodations will be renovated while new ones will be built to accommodate more military personnel. Other infrastructural needs will receive equal attention from government. I have a strong belief that with the necessary intervention, the infrastructural challenges of the armed forces will be resolved. I therefore ask for your forbearance and patience as measures are put in place to remedy the accommodation challenges. My government will continue to count on the professionalism of the armed forces in the performance of your constitutional role of defending the territorial integrity of our country, as well as the performance of the task both locally and internationally. The commissioning of these medical personnel today is timely, taking into consideration the manpower needs of the ongoing construction of the new military hospital in Kumasi. The facility is expected to take care of the medical needs of military personnel in the middle and northern sectors of the country. I have no doubt that with the addition of these newly commissioned officers, the Kumasi Military Hospital will have the requisite staff to operate effectively. My government will continue to provide the necessary support to ensure the facility is well resourced to augment the several medical facilities in the country.